The Kuskokwim River had a massive chum salmon run this season. The fish may be called dog salmon, but it's gaining in popularity in international markets, and that's a good thing for small-time commercial fishermen on the river. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
5 cents a pound. That's what many Kuskokwim commercial fishermen were accustomed to receiving when they would sell their chum catch to the local fish buyer. But recently that's changing. This year, Coastal Village's Seafoods has been paying 85 cents a pound. A better indicator of the actual market value of the fish comes from Kuskokwim Seafoods, who, as a much smaller business, cannot subsidize their prices with pollock sales. Kuskokwim Seafoods is buying it for 25 cents a pound this year, still a 400% increase over the recent average. The reason, says Kuskokwim Seafoods manager Stuart Curry, is more interest in wild Alaska salmon, and not just kings or reds.
You know, most people are calling a chum a chum.
Curry says chums don't need any special marketing or rebranding for retailers to sell the fish meat. In fact, he says retailers have found that consistency is the key.
You don't want to call it wild Alaska salmon and, you know, sell them a chum one time and then try to sell them a pink the next time. They're not going to come back for that chum.
Of all the commercial species on the Kuskokwim, chum is still the least profitable, but Curry has reason to believe that the market has room to grow, especially for the Kuskokwim chum.
We're fortunate to have some of the best meat-colored chums that come into the river. So we're on par or better than any other chums produced in the state.
The Kuskokwim fishermen themselves are a unique breed in the industry. Curry says Kuskokwim Seafoods' largest buyer is a chain called Whole Foods Market. He's been to their stores, and he jokes that their customers call the chain Whole Paycheck.
They're willing to pay a premium.
The chain calls itself the largest supplier of whole and organic foods in the world. Through their distribution, Kuskokwim chums and other species are appearing in supermarkets and making their way to dinner tables across the United States and the United Kingdom.
They really have buyers that care about quality, their customers, that also care about sustainability, and who like the fact that they're buying from, you know, individual, or buying fish that was bought from fishermen who are smaller operators who really respect their fish and take care of their fish.
For Curry, the challenge will be cashing in on that market desire. Wild Alaska salmon is already emerging as a brand. Curry wants to see if there's room for a Kuskokwim brand too. Last year, the company shipped fish to their buyers in generic boxes. This year, they're using boxes that say Kuskokwim Seafoods.
So when they get a box of our product, they know that it came from the Kuskokwim.
For KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.